But honestly, why are they coming here? Why is there a multi-billion dollar facility going in right down the road in Turkey? It's stranded power. So back in the 90s, when we started getting wind farms and solar, and you see these 345 kV lines, they call them the Krez lines, were put in. Those were developed to put power to the Metroplex. So these data centers, what they're hunting is stranded power. So we're outside of ERCOT. We're in the Southwest Power Pool. That power is being sold into ERCOT. But where there's congestion between ERCOT, because those lines are full, so it causes congestion. So there's millions and millions of megawatts of power that just evaporates into the atmosphere every day, every year. And so these data centers are hunting that stranded power. So whether you're a data center developer, you're a hyperscaler, that's what they're hunting, because Google can, you know, they can solve a water issue. They can spend any amount of money they want. What they can't recreate is the grid, right, and that stranded power. Yeah. So that is the driving force of why data center builds when it builds. Other factors that come in, typically land's cheaper, right, up here. Yep. It's relatively flat.